Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I would like to offer you today a reason that we give up a lot of the time. And we chastise ourselves, we berate ourselves, we say, oh, you know, I'm lazy, I'm not good enough, I don't stick with anything. I want to offer you perhaps another way of looking at it, just simply based on how the brain works. When we give up on something, maybe it's a business venture, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a marathon, if we don't feel intuitively guided to give something up, because look, you know, winners do quit. We're not meant to follow through on every single thing in our lives, right? We can change our minds. We can expand in other ways. Quitting is fine if it feels good and satisfying to you. But when we give up and we have that niggling feeling, we have that, oh, why do I do this? And we have that secret desire that we want to keep going, but we just, you know, we try and dampen it down. I want to let you know this. Giving up can feel like a relief to the brain because it feels certain, right? We know what to expect when we give up. Imagine it is a business venture, for example. If you give up, you know that there won't be the opportunity to be criticized, the opportunity to be rejected, the opportunity to invest your time and money and focus into something that doesn't have the result that you want. And the mind loves certainty. It will do anything to keep you safe and secure. That's why we often live these caged lives. They might feel comfortable, but we know inside they're not. Do you want to live a life that goes on exactly as it is? Do you want to just stay exactly where you are? It reminds me of the old expression, I think it says something like, you know, the saddest words of mouth and pen are, it might have been. It might have been. Look, your brain will always want you to be safe, to be secure, to not take risks, to remain where you are, so you are physically not threatened. But we are conscious, intelligent beings, and we get to decide. If you're giving up because something feels like a relief and a redirection, wonderful. But if you're giving up because something feels uncertain, you will never know. We learn the way to go by going. There are no two ways about it. And also, how else would you know? How else would you know whether or not that business is right for you, writing that book is right for you, the marathon life is right for you, living in London is right for you? I don't know about you, but I want to live a rich life, a big life. I want to break some rules. I want to have some regrets. I just don't want my regret to be, gosh, I never went for it because I played it safe. I didn't want to bother anyone. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. I didn't want to lose a couple thousand dollars. My friends, your life belongs to you. Giving up feels certain, but to me, it's the highest cost. It's the highest risk. And that, my friend, is where all of the greatest regret lives. Ask anybody at a later stage in life if they regret what they did or didn't do. See what happens. And think to yourself, gosh, if fear of regret and fear of certainty meant nothing to me, if I could just really go for it, what might I be doing right now? Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@susie-moore.com. That's info@susie-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.